Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about skincare, makeup, beauty, I guess, and the influencer world with me, James Welsh.
And me, Robert Welsh, in a very echoey room. It's like there's no furniture in here yet. Well, there's a desk, but that's it.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to do something about that echo.
I'll have to get an anti-echo box.
Yeah, you know those ones that you just put in front of the microphone.
Yeah, no, I'll get a rug. Oh my god, my chair's like wobbling.
Have you thought about putting your head in a box and talking in that with the microphone?
I thought about it a few times.
Oh god, you've moved house finally.
I did, and that's why it's a bit echoey, and just trying to gather my bearings.
Trying to gather your bearings, yeah.
There's always something new to unpack, you know? You don't realise how much shit you have until you move house.
I know. I've been here, what, since September last year, and I've still got, like, 3 boxes that I just don't even want to look at.
James, open those boxes. That's inexcusable.
But they're boxes that when I was moving and there was like little bits laying around, I was like, I'm just going to chuck it in there and I'll deal with that later.
Yeah, Roy.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Robert, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything you've been labbing this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So recently I was gifted the Chroma Conceal Liquid Concealer from Be Perfect Cosmetics. And let me tell you, I found my perfect shade. Not Ooh. Too light, not too dark for under the eyes. Perfect, like it's slightly color correcting under my eyes, but it just neutralizes everything and still looks in sync with the rest of my skin tone and the texture, the formula. Is beautiful. It's again, it's not too heavy, not too light. It's a bit of everything.
That's really good to hear. I'm happy for you.
So if you get a chance to try it, not you, James, but anyone, give it a go because it's a really nice concealer. I'm very impressed. It's their first complexion products and I'm very impressed with them.
Cool.
James, let me ask you a question. Who did anything you've been labbing?
Yeah, I've actually got a hair product to share today. This is the... Yeah, so we get like PR boxes from Colt. And, this is stuff I bought on my own. Because I spent over a certain amount of money. They sent like a giant bag just full of samples.
Yeah, no.
I was like, this is messy, but fine. And one of the samples, which I loved so much, I bought the full-size product, is the...
How do you say it? Is it
Check out our Instagram where you can see pictures of these Double Cleanse podcasts. This is a leave-in conditioner. And to be honest, it's nothing like amazingly special other than the fact that it smells really good. It doesn't feel heavy on the hair. You know when sometimes you put on leave-in conditions or masks and all your hair clumps together and it ends up just looking greasy?
Yeah.
Like in a few hours? Mm-hmm. This is like a really thick conditioner, but it comes in like a mist top bottle. So you like mist it on your hair. It's like hairspray. Yeah, the way it just falls on your hair and then you brush it through. Then it keeps your hair in place like for the evening because I like to shower and then put in a leave-in conditioner and let my hair dry
there. Out the way of a head. Exactly.
Exactly. So I just sweep it back. And this just mist in ever so beautifully. It's from... so check
it's
that
from,
out.
So go ahead and check that out. Listen, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Talking about things I really like, I was like bombarded by adverts. I'm just going to move my microphone back a second. And I'm back. I was bombarded by adverts on Instagram for that kneeling chair. I'm sitting on it now. The one that doesn't have a back. And it's like, it's good for your posture. And I just noticed as I'm moving, I put it together myself. It's slightly bending and wobbling. So I obviously haven't tightened it up enough. But listen, you were there yesterday when we were in the kitchen. And I put together like stools, like bar stools to go in the kitchen. And every time I put together a chair, well, basically, all the screws were just, like, popping out and falling out of the chair, so now we can't sit on them. But before, I remember, I put together a table and chairs when I lived in that apartment in Southampton.
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing happened. All the chairs were wobbling and all screws were falling out. It's not safe. I just shouldn't
do it. Why can't
you
do it?
I think, I don't know.
You're just not tightening everything properly. Yeah, to be fair, you're not that type of person and you gave it a good game.
I'm not that type of person.
Right, let's go to a break because we've got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah.
Listen, let's go.
Let's go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right. Listen. The whole world is going blue light crazy.
Listen, I think I have many opinions, but it seems to be in this, maybe the last even few months, we've been bombarded by blue light. Because, of course, like, it's always been a thing. Like, it's always been like, yeah, blue light. But it seems like brands over the past few months have especially gone crazy and be like blue light, you know,
and really focusing on it. And I think, like, okay, let's just start from the beginning, shall we? Right, so
James,
let me tell you a bit about
what you said. What do you want? Something?
I was just gonna be like, give us a history.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay. Right, so everything I'm about to say is from Michelle from Lab Muffin Beauty Science. She is a chemistry PhD and also a cosmetic chemist as well. And her content is so good at just breaking down the really complicated science, but letting you know a little bit more than just the basics.
So I understand what when she says things, and that's difficult for me because I don't understand anything. So she makes it really clear.
Really clear. So she's, as I said, she's the only person as well that I found really makes it make sense online. Like, I've tried looking up and doing research and stuff, but she's the only person that's put it so well. So basically from her own research and her content, blue light to put it as simply as we can, is on the light wavelength spectrum. So you have infrared at one end, visible in the middle, then ultraviolet. Ultraviolet is kind of like your UVA, UVB, and something called UVC. So mainly what sunscreen protects us for. And then what's under the visible light, which is in the middle, is your RGB, like your rainbow colours, right? So all the colours that we see, the light that we see. Then on the other side, I've already said that, isn't it? It's like infrared. So when you look at that middle section, the visible light, at right towards the end, that goes more into the ultraviolet light that we need protection from, you have your purples and blues. So what they're basically saying now is that because the blue light falls closer to the ultraviolet, where the wavelengths are shorter, you know, it goes from large wavelengths to shorter, I don't know the correct terms, the more you need protection kind of thing. So they're saying that blue light in recent studies has shown to cause some skin damage. And these are, so this kind of end of the spectrum is called high energy visible light.
Hi, it's got lots of energy.
Yeah, it's like really fun and bubbly, and it's gonna like come down and like,
come on, so gals,
come on, let's burn the skin. So to put it super simply again, blue light from the sun, do you need protection from? Yes, potentially. From screens, no. If you have certain conditions, I know lupus, you recommend to kind of like turn down your screens, like get a blue light kind of dimmer, you know, all that kind of stuff, put that yellowy or reddy tint.
Can I ask you a question? Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Go.
Do you know where did this blue light, everyone should be scared of blue light, where did this come from? Because what's it called?
Fear-mongering.
Fear-mongering.
It's typical of what brands do. They take something that is rooted in science.
Yeah.
Right? So blue light. Oh, there's also blue light coming from our screens. We're all in front of our screens. Let's make a product for that. So yeah, they've taken something that is based in science, then spun it into something that they can sell with fear, which happens all the time. So we saw it with parabens. For example, like a study that's outdated, the person who did the study that linked parabens to cancer has basically said, I was wrong. But, you know, it's ingrained in society now. It's ingrained in like fearmonger selling. So, yeah, if you are trying to like fade dark spots or post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, anything like that, it is wise to try and use products and ingredients that block blue light. So these include things like tinted sunscreens and even some foundations with SPF because of iron oxides. But it's not that simple. It's kind of there's a lot more to explain. Again, please go and check out Michelle Loudmuffin Beauty Sciences video all about that. So the blue light products that we're seeing now, which we talked about, don't actually have any of this in. And that is the issue, is that these iron oxides are good for sun protection, blue light from the sun, And anywhere, basically, and of course your screens, but none of these products have anything in that actually help protect you. What these are like mists and moisturizers and serums that basically what they do is they bank on antioxidants, which are great for post-UV damage, but they don't protect. They're not creating that shield. One thing to note as well is that you need months worth of monitor usage, like 3 months worth of monitor usage, nonstop, in front of a huge white, bright screen to get the same damage as you would from 15 minutes of blue light from the sun. So it's just like the amount that we do sit in front of our screens, you're just not going to get it again unless you have really, really sensitive skin. You've had something done to your skin, it's probably best to dim. But so that's where we are with the science behind it. But there's just so many brands now that are releasing these blue light products that just don't need to exist.
Yeah. I think it's... Sorry, I'm just going to say, I mentioned to you earlier, I was watching... It was Michelle Phan's latest video. Mm-hmm. And it was like a Q&A with her and things like that. And I can't remember if she brought up if it was a question about blue light or if it was a question... I think it was. But anyway, she brought up a really good point that brands obviously kind of move with what's happening in the moment. And I think over COVID, before that, brands were banking on people using a lot of product, a lot of makeup. During COVID, it was a lot of skincare. Now, afterwards, it's like, what do we do now? Because people aren't using skincare as much. They aren't using makeup as much. Some people are using it more, some people are using it less. You know, we don't quite know what's happening with the industry just yet. However, brands have banked in? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
They're focusing on the fact that what a lot of people have in common is that we're spending a lot of time at home on our computers because we are working from home. Mm-hmm. So they've been like, right, what can we do that's relatable to everyone now? Oh my God, blue light, you're in front of your computer screen all day. And I think that's when the first one, which I'm sure you talk about, was it Valkyrie? The gamer.
Yeah, Reflect.
Who released that. She was like, I'm in front of my screen all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's that thing again of like, okay, so everyone is now. So everyone, you know what? You're not outside, you don't need sunscreen anymore, you don't need makeup, you need blue light protection from your computers. Mm-hmm. And I think it's brands still trying to be relevant and still trying to hold on to those last, what can we do, you know, because everyone isn't using as much and they don't need as many products as we put out. So brands are really, really, this is the one thing that they're trying to be like, I feel like it's done in confusion of like, what do we do now, you know, like,
but is the thing as well, is like, these brands know that the science isn't there to even warrant this product. So going back to Valkyrie, like you said, who is a Twitch streamer, gamer, I don't know what they're called, streamer. her brand, Reflect, was all focused on her being a gamer. She's always in front of her screen. So it was really targeted at, you know, this like TikTok generation, the streaming generation. You know, you don't have to be a huge influencer to be able to just sit in front of your screens and stream. So many people are doing it. Like millions, like millions. Even creating YouTube videos, all that kind of stuff. So it was the perfect opportunity to sell something like this. Had it made sense, it would have been an amazing brand. It would have made complete sense. But what they did to Valkyrie, I think is, I have a whole video on it if you want to go watch that kind of side of it. But what they did to her was present, in quotation, scientific papers and studies. It's basically saying, you know, this proves our products work, like protects against this blue light. She wouldn't know what she was looking at, right? So she went with it. She was like, this is great. And then when the brand launched and people were like, blue light, you know, this is a scam. You don't need to protect yourself. She was like, but I've seen the studies. And everyone else was like, well, these studies better be fucking revolutionary because this will blow science, you know, out of, you know, it's a whole new thing. What Reflect focused on was their BLPF, blue light protection factor.
And they kind of
trademarked
it.
Is that they made it up? It's a trademark term that was a collection of antioxidants that they claim shields your skin from blue light, but that's not how that works. That just doesn't exist. But as a brand, it was like the perfect target audience, perfect person to sell it, like made complete
It was good, sense. I think we've mentioned before, it was good marketing.
But
it was all lies.
It was wrong, and I'm glad it's gone, but it was very good marketing. What we have now is another TikToker, Addison Rae, who has also launched her brand.
I'm sorry, no business.
No. So Item Beauty, and the product's called Screen Break. Blue light, anti-pollution face mist.
I just, you know, I get someone like Addison Rae doing makeup. Everyone's doing it. Why not? And I even get skincare. But listen, here's the deal. Come out with something that isn't stupid, you know?
But that's the thing is, when you look at this product, and no offense, but it's extremely, extremely basic. And it does look like it was made in a panicked rush. But this is the thing. They are the same generation. They have the same audience, but, you know, they probably have quite a big crossover. Why did they not see what happened to Valkyrie and Valkyrie, and that whole blue light saga, and think, okay, we don't need to launch this? And why is she not being cancelled as cancelled as Valkyrie is? Which really confuses me.
I thought that was really strange because I saw it and I was like, hey, now everyone's going to go for her and that product will be cancelled. Yeah. But that hasn't happened, right?
No, it's not happened. And even when you look at like the promotional video for it, it's like a cheaper version of what Valkyrie did.
It's awful because I go onto these, you see the images and you see people underneath, like verified people. Amazing. This is so great. I can't wait to try it. Bullshit.
I love this.
Yeah. I love this. Yeah, stop. It's absolutely bullshit. Up. Like, if you were an influencer, I'm sure you heard about what happened with Valkyrie and everything like that, if you were been in the influencer world. So now why are you being like, oh, amazing, amazing? It's so fucking dumb. Stop.
I've got to be honest with you. I don't know Addison Rae as much as like who she is or what she does. But judging from the promotional video that came out, I honestly, she had nothing to do with this. She walked into a room. They told her what to say. She held up a product she's never used and spoke.
Oh yeah, I don't believe.
You can see that. Mm.
There's some brands where you can really tell that the person has put a lot of effort into it. Mm-hmm. Fenty Beauty, Rare Beauty. That's all I can think of right now. And then there are brands where you're just like, no, that you, the celebrity was just a face, like REM or REM Beauty by Ariana Grande, House Labs, perhaps by Lady Gaga. It's like you're the face of it and you may know the product words, but you can tell when somebody has put their full effort into it.
Mm.
And when they're just like, I'm going to hold this bottle and be like, blue light is so bad.
Yeah, exactly. But right, let me just, so... Her screen break. Let me tell you this product description, right? Screen break. Blue light and anti-pollution face mist. What is it? Relieve tired, screen-drained skin. What the fuck is screen-drained skin? they actually use this term in the promotional stuff called skin fatigue, which means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's like, I watched a dermatologist the other day, Dustin Patella, who is a dermatologist really big on TikTok, who basically said skin fatigue is not a diagnosis. Like, no one knows what this is. It doesn't mean anything. Also, what is screen drain skin? What does that mean? Like, the screens are pulling stuff out of your skin.
it's like a vicious fucking thing in Sailor Moon when they're in that class and the screens are like overtaking them.
Good episode, yeah.
It's made up. It's so insane. And one thing, are we going to go on to Revolution doing it as well? Did they do it right?
I mean, we can do. I mean, no one's done it right.
No, but they've also released blue screen, they've also, right?
Yeah.
So if that's the thing. It's brands that they latch onto anything. Makeup Revolution, first of all, I know I talk shit about them all the time, but they do have some great products. But also as well, they copy anything. We could bring out something. They bought out candles that are like Forever Mood. They bought out like highlighters that look like Luna Beauty highlighters. So they will do anything. So it's brands like that as well. I think they see people, a lot of brands doing something, and then of course they want to bring out their own version of it. And it's like, now everyone's going to think it's a thing because everyone's doing it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's how it works. It's like, brands would rather sell through fear and fake information and just make money and base their products on, oh yeah, but what if? And you know, the science isn't quite there yet, but rather than educate and say why they don't do certain things or why blue light isn't a thing, you know?
Yeah.
So we have Drew Barrymore's brand, can't even remember what it's called. Flower Beauty. I'm pretty sure that's a mist as well, right?
Did they do one as well?
They've done one too.
I expected better from them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
So all these brands are making these products that are kind of like, you know, they know what the lifestyle is. So they're like, we'll make a mist and you can take a screen break and you can mist it on and then you're protected. It doesn't mean fucking anything. And none of these brands, as brands, really stress the importance of sunscreen either as like your main protection from anything, you know?
Right.
It's just the weirdest thing.
Can you imagine, right, going to a dermatologist or someone or like some kind of skin place and then being like, right, so we've taken a look and what it is screen fatigue? Do you really think that anywhere is going to be like, yeah, you're sitting in front of your screen too much? No.
Yeah, you've been screen drained. You need to take a break.
Try putting your phone on night mode for a week and see if that helps. You know?
Try spraying some algae on your face. That's another ingredient. Another ingredient is like algae that they're constantly using because it's like an antioxidant.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the whole thing, isn't it? Like antioxidant. Algae, antioxidant. Antioxidants are good paired with sunscreen for sun protection. We'll say it's good against blue light. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's such a reach. Yeah, yeah. It's such a...
It's like it could be good to protect against this, you know?
What I wish brands would do is use what's proven to protect against... So tinted sunscreens is a great example of something that actually can protect you against blue light. But what we see from tinted sunscreens is the effort of doing a whole shade range, because tinted sunscreens are shit. Like, let's be honest, they're terrible.
Oh, they're terrible.
Because they're tinted to kind of offset that white cast that you get from, like, yes, zinc and titanium oxide.
Mm.
But whole shade range, blue light protection, fine. Absolutely fine, because it's valid, makes sense. UVA, UVB, blue light protection. I would buy that. Absolutely. Like, 100% I would buy that. Not a fucking mist that's got some apple in it.
Yeah, for
screen fatigue.
So to basically say, you are not getting blue light damage from your personal situation in front of your computer, unless you are in some kind of torture chamber where they are making you sit in front of the screen for 3 months straight, no sleep, no eating, no going to go to the toilet.
It's
no
not turning off, you're never in darkness.
It's nothing for anyone to worry about. Wear sunscreen outside as you do normally. Do not waste your money on blue light products.
Yeah, one thing you can do if it's something you're genuinely worried about, first of all, don't spend your money on blue light products, because none of them work. Even if blue light from your screens was an issue, these products would not hold up to protecting you against it in any way whatsoever. What you can do is wear a tinted sunscreen. If you don't have the a good match, foundations with SPF, because they've got those tints in as well, could give you some protection as well.
Not enough though, right?
Not enough from, as in sunscreen in general, UVA, UVB, but pairing those with a normal sunscreen can give you protection from blue light, because you have those tints in it. Just don't waste your money. I feel like a brand is going to come out with a good, solid sunscreen that ticks all the boxes. And I feel like relatively soon as well.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Sunscreen is good for everything. If you can find a really nice, like almost like a one of those more fluid-like sunscreens that aren't intense, it's a great primer. You can use it every day as your primer as well. So
it won't protect you against blue light. But also, I wouldn't worry about it unless you're really trying to fade pigmentation. Then, don't go outside for a bit.
Yeah.
But there we go. I guess that's all we can say for now.
Yeah, so now you can stop wearing your I don't know, protective veils in front of your computer screens. You have nothing to worry about. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. Listen.
By the way, if my microphone just picked it up, that wasn't me farting. That was my dog.
Yeah.
She does this, okay. She does this thing where she gets into her bed, and when she's really comfortable, she goes,
oh. Okay, you're just farting.
It's my blue screen stomach discomfort. I've been in front of a screen too long and now I have diarrhea.
It does make sense. Like, I understand what they're going for, like the image they're going for, because you remember like in like cartoons or sitcoms, whenever anybody was like having a midlife crisis or feeling sick, they'd always be like seeing them on the sofa, like in the dark with the screen, and they look tired and screen fatigued. But yeah.
Just one thing as well. Sorry. Why can't you just be like, I'm Addison Rae. I go outside sometimes. Why does it have to be like, I'm inside? Everyone also still like goes outside sometimes. Just release a sunscreen. You don't have to, like, with a tinted
sunscreen. That's what I mean. Like, just release something that actually does what it says.
Anyway, go on, James. Go ahead.
And honestly, the campaign for it looks like it was shot in my room. Like, it's just so cheap.
It's so low budget. I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it. It's just so terrible.
And she's just sat on a chair, and there's that one scene where she kind of like looks to the side, like, what am I doing here? Like, what am I saying? Have you seen it? And I don't know why they kept it in. It's so weird. Anyway, you can follow us, the Double Cleanse Podcast, over on Instagram, or Double Cleanse Podcast without the, I can't remember. Or me, James_S_Welsh, over on Instagram.
And you can follow me, Robert WLSH, on Instagram, Robert Welsh on YouTube, and Robert Welsh anyway. On TikTok, come on down.
Come and see. And our joint channel, The Welsh Twins, over on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
listen, we've got two more episodes before series end. So listen, be here, be there, and we'll see you there.
And we'll be there for you.
That's a good
blue
message.
Lights coming out of our mouths, eyes, noses, and any crevice we can get it out of.
So mist up, everyone.
Yeah, we've got to go. We're getting fatigue.
Yeah, bye.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.